I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week, the company Pfizer will deliver an estimated 2.9 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to locations around the United States. The UK has already begun using the vaccine, which was developed by the German company BioNTech. It's a hopeful moment in a time when millions around the world suffer under sickness or lockdown. As Japan prepares its vaccine rollout, Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says many people remain pessimistic.
How long does it last? Do we have enough? Oh, you have to keep it in a very cold fridge. Do we have enough fridge? Those grabs attention more than what it might provide for us. So people are hopeful, but keep saying, you know, regular people will not get it maybe after Olympics.
Pray many in Japan would seek after God and that he would fill them with hope for the future. And in countries like Iran and Afghanistan, being a young Christian is very dangerous and lonely. Sat-7 Pars is a Christian satellite television broadcast to Farsi speakers in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. Pars Stu Portahari with Sat-7 Pars says their program called Hashtag is just for Christian kids and teens.
We talk about a certain part of the Bible every week. And then through our social media like Instagram or Facebook, every Monday morning they can find the voice file of the story. So for some people who doesn't have a Bible, that would be easier because it's like a brief part of the story that we're going to talk about. But we also mention, like, in case they have a Bible, where they have to go and read that part.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women, for women, and uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. So get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.